Time for Stargazer. Aloha, it's Dave Lawrence, and time for our weekly update of what's happening in the world of astronomy and also here in our island skies. As usual, we turn to Christopher Phillips, Emilo Astronomy Center in Hilo, our official connection to the Mauna Kea Summit Research Community folks. Hey, Christopher, aloha, what's happening?
Hey, Dave, it's good to be back. So this week's Stargazers, the double display of Mars and Saturn, are setting earlier as the week goes on. You can still catch this stellar duo in the southern sky during sunset. They're pretty bright and should be easy to spot once the sun dips below the horizon. Now, the moon is approaching its first quarter phase this week, but this still means our skies will be nice and dark here in the islands. Now, this is going to work out perfectly for us because the International Space Station is going to make not one, but two bright passes over the islands this week. The first pass is on Thursday, the 31st of July. The ISS will be moving from the southwest to the west-southwest at around about 8:38 p.m. Now, the next bright pass will be the next day, 1st of August, Friday. The ISS will be moving from the south-southwest to the northeast at around about 7:49 p.m.
And Christopher, you have some news about exploring Mars for us?
That's right. This week, Stargazers, human explorers are returning to Earth from Mars. When I say Mars, what I actually mean is the volcano of Mauna Loa. A select group of hardy people have been living on the slopes of one of our nearest neighbors, where they have been simulating what it would be like to actually live on Mars. It's called the High Seas Project, and it comes to an end this week.
Have you visited that thing?
I haven't actually. I've seen it from the bottom, but I haven't been up there. These guys have been out and about quite a bit, simulating missions onto the Martian surface, but they've had to do it all wearing mock spacesuits.
Wow.
You see, they've tried to make this simulation of living on Mars as realistic as possible. So that means spacesuits, dodgy food, even delayed email responses from the outside world. All of this is meant to see how well humans cope with a real mission to the Red Planet. There are many environments here in the islands that are very similar to the surfaces of our nearest planetary neighbors. The two volcanoes of Mauna Loa and Mauna Kea make ideal candidates for simulating missions to other worlds. Lunar rovers, Martian rovers have all been tested here in Hawaii before undertaking their epic and historic voyages to the planets.
Well, that sounds exciting, and we will stay tuned for more updates on our Mars project on Hawaii Island. Thank you, Christopher.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
You are welcome. Christopher Phillips, Emilo Astronomy Center on Hawaii Island, and I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next week here for Stargazer.